It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Got You Covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Canzalon Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Canzalon Radio.
A pleasant Wednesday. Good evening to you live here in Parsons, Kansas, as we make the travel south on 75, across the 39, and then down to Parsons, Kansas, where the Vikings are playing host to the Houlton Wildcats. This is 4A substate semifinal action in class 4A here on the girls' side. Coach Kurt Heisler and the Houlton Lady Cats trying to pull the upset against head coach Patrick Shibby and the Lady Vikings here in Parsons. We're going to take a pregame timeout. When we come back, have Coach Kurt Heisler with a pregame interview in preparation to play the Vikings here tonight. Again, this is class 4A girls semi-final basketball here on your local Sports Authority 103.9 FM KNZA, as well as free live and worldwide online on the Houlton channel at mscsports.net.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas, this Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to the public.
Kellerman Insurance in Houlton.
My name is Cindy Weiler, and I have 24 years in personal lines insurance. I quote not only home and auto, but travel trailer, ATV, motorcycle, and boat. We have many companies that we quote with for your property. Call or come by, and we can find one that best fits your needs.
I'm Cindy Howard. We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Houlton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Hey, Canzalon, Jake Spalding here. A little pregame interview with Coach Kurt Heisler here for Houlton as the Wildcats about to take on the Parsons Vikings in Parsons. Coach, tonight's game, semifinal for substate, Coach, and kind of how was preparations coming into this game? And just, you know, we got a lot to dive into, but how was the week of practice leading up?
Oh, we've had a great week of practice. The girls have been focused, been working hard. We spent a few days just working on ourselves, improvement. And then once we found out on Saturday who we were going to play, we spent the last couple days really getting focused and locked in on Parsons. A very good basketball team. It's going to be a great challenge for us tonight on the road. And our girls are really looking forward to it.
Who are we looking for from Parsons as some keys as far as, you know, I know up-tempo is a big thing that they like to do, but, you know, I guess what are you guys looking to do and accomplish here tonight to try and either slow them down or get into that game?
Yeah, well, they love to play fast. They're a high-powered offense. They score a lot of points. We're going to have to find some schematic ways to slow them down a little bit. At the same time, continue to do what we do. We can't play on our heels. We've got to be aggressive, make things happen out on the court. We've got to identify their shooters, and they have a lot of them. They're very good from the three-point line, and they're also dynamic in the paint. They have a player that's averaging 17 points and 10 boards. So, you know, it's going to be a really good challenge for our team to stay locked into our plan and just play one possession at a time, not get too carried away with thinking forward, just play in the moment.
Talk about the team a little bit there as we're talking about progression from week one to now we're in, you know, the final 2 weeks of the season and, you know, how this team has grown. You've gone through injuries. You've gone through illnesses. You've gone through different lineup changes. Where do you feel like this team is at now? Are they at their peak of what they've been all year?
Yeah, I've been very, very proud of this team. They have dealt with a lot. And we've had season-ending injuries, season-ending illnesses. The team was without their head coach for a week. We've had all kinds of things, different lineups, like you mentioned, different combinations. I think this team has had to reinvent itself three different times this season. And if there's any positive out of all of it is, one, we've had a little bit of time to reinvent for the third time going into the postseason. And two, this team, they love each other. They absolutely care for each other more than anything else. And they have hung together, gotten closer. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to what they're going to do out on the court tonight.
So tonight's matchup again against Parsons. A long trip down here to Parsons, Kansas. And this is a site where, you know, a lot of people talk about a trip. What all goes into a trip like that, especially on a bus, how do you feel like will that have any effect on tonight's game?
No, I don't think so. We did this 3 years ago. We went to Clearwater, had not been on a road trip like that before. And we tried to approach it so that we could manage our bodies as best as possible, keep the school day normal in the morning, and then eat lunch, get on the road, take a little break, stretch our legs, eat a snack, and then get locked into the rest of the trip. And that night we went down to Clearwater and we played great. And so we tried to keep something as similar as possible. Different part of the state, different school, different community, but our girls are looking forward to it. They really are, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do out there tonight.
Just a rock throw away from Oklahoma and Missouri, depending upon which way you look at it. But, Coach, good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you hopefully after tonight's game and get prepared for a sub-state championship game.
Appreciate you guys. Go Cats.
All right, Coach Kurt Heisler of the Holton Lady Wildcats. That's our pregame interview with Coach. After this commercial break, we'll be back with the start of tonight's contest between Holton and Parsons here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Back here in Parsons, Jake Spalding live here in Parsons as it's 4A girls semifinal sub-state action here at the Parsons Vikings hosting the Holton Lady Wildcat. Again, I'm Jake Spalding. Seth Collison taking care of us back at the Cantland Studios and Tatum Doran helping me out here tonight on the Holton Channel. You can watch it, listen free, live, and worldwide on the Holton Channel at mscsports.net. Just click Listen Live and select the Holton Channel. Tonight's matchup between Holton and Parsons, as Coach Heisler just alluded to just a few minutes ago on our pregame interview, not the first time Holton has made a long trip in the sub-state semifinal round. Just a few years ago, came down to Clearwater, and Clearwater was the site for that opening round matchup for them, and they actually defeated Clearwater in that opening round game en route to a loss at the sub-state championship. However, so you got to hear about the ideology of the long trips. It was a three-hour drive coming down here from Holton. And so with that, you've got a lot of things to consider as you're coming down the pike here on Highway 75 down here to Parsons. Parsons, the 5 seed, 14-6 overall. Holton, the 12 seed, 8-12 overall. But again, you got Battle of different leagues. And the Big 7 League historically has just been a more dominant league in Kansas that really allows for these postseason teams, maybe with the worst record, finding ways to win in the postseason. We're hoping to see something like that similar tonight as the Holton Lady Cats try to stay alive and do what the guys did last night in the semifinal round. We're going to take our pregame timeout here one more time as we've got the national anthem coming live here from Parsons. When we're back, it's opening tip-off here at Parsons and Holton, the semifinal round of the Class 4A Girls Substate here in Parsons. Back in 2 minutes here on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's Cody with ICE Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
ICE Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service, staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka, they have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options. Carrying beyond just prescriptions at Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Holton.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
And welcome back to Parsons High School, a site for this Class 4A girls semifinal basketball game. The winner moves on next, it'll be Friday. Check that, Saturday this weekend with a chance to go to the state tournament in Salina. But business has to be taken care of here first, here in Parsons again. The Vikings from Parsons, the host school, with a 14-6 record, ranked or seeded fifth in the East here in 4A. The girls from Holton, 8-12, seeded 12th here in this East substate as a starting lineups getting underway here for both of these teams for Holton. It's the same starting five as you've been accustomed to here as of late. Coach Kurt Heisler discussed that, but how three different times this year this Wildcat program has had to revitalize this starting lineup and try and figure out what this identity is, whether it was injury, whether it was sickness, whatever it was, that was something that had to change. And multiple times throughout this season, Coach has had to do that, and now we've got these same starters that you've been growing accustomed to here for the Lady Wildcats at forward. Down low for the Cats will be 6 foot sophomore Elizabeth Schuster. At guard for the Holton Lady Cats, a 5'10" sophomore and Brooke Wilcott. Grace Ethel at guard, a 5'5" senior. Kaya Taylor, a 5'4" sophomore for the Lady Cats, and Tierra Dodd, a 5'8" senior for the Holton Lady Cats. For Parsons, they will trot out in the forward position a junior in Ania Hinman. Also starting for the Lady Vikings will be Sayla Ray at the post position. At guard, Sydney Sheeby, Ashka Patel, and Brianna Patterson. Again, head coach Patrick Sheeby for the Lady Vikings and coach Kurt Heisler for the Holton Lady Wildcats. Just moments away from the opening tip-off. Again, the winner here of this semifinal will take on the winner of Chanute and Lewisburg. those two teams at Lewisburg tonight. That will tip off approximately at 7 o'clock. So the winner here will take on the winner of Chanute and Lewisburg. Again, the loser as we go into the postseason now. You lose, you go home. The Lady Cats from Holton try not to do that. One quick starter adjustment here. Actually starting for the Cats will be Natalie Wilcott instead of Kaya Taylor, the 5'8" junior. Here's a tip, and we're underway, won by the Lady Vikings as Ania Hinman has it for the Vikings in their home white uniforms, trimmed in blue. And here's an early steal by Brooke Wilcott. Layup is good. Lady Cats start out early with a turnover and 2 points for Brooke Wilcott. Brooke Wilcott over 80 steals here on this season. Holton in a zone defense to begin. Hinman, left-handed runner at the lane. Shot missed. Fight for the rebound. Ripped away here by the Cats and Tierra Dodd. The 30 seconds gone by here, quarter number one. 2-0, Holton with the advantage in their road. Blue uniforms trimmed in white and with black lettering. White lettering. Schuster to the left wing. It goes. Brooke Wilcott caught on the left lane line. Nearly travels with it. Needs help. Finds Schuster, and Holton will reset. 2-3 zone defense here by the Lady Vikes here to begin this contest. Schuster at the high post. Entry pass, and she's fouled. First personal foul on the Lady Vikings will go on Sydney Sheeby. First team foul as well, as we are nearly a minute into this contest. 2-0, Holton with the advantage. Here's the entry to Tiara Dodd at the left lane line. Has it poked free and taken away here by the Vikings as Ania Hinman collects it for Parsons. Quickly up the floor they go. Ashka Patel, the right-handed dribble back between the rings. They skip it into the far right corner. Entry pass taken away by Schuster. The second turnover here by the Vikings, and Holton looking to push and transition. The Vikings team that likes to get out and run, and Holton has to be ready for that. And right now the Lady Cats are the ones, the aggressive out in front, 2-0. Here's Dodd on the right block, head fake, and a 3-second violation will be called here on Natalie Wilcott for the Lady Cats. The second turnover here by Holton. So with a minute and a half gone by here in quarter number one, it's 2-0 Holton. Two turnovers each way, 2 points for the Cats. As the Vikings bring it across the timeline. Now skip it to the near corner. It comes to Patel. Now between the rings to Brianna Patterson. Right wing it goes. Now skip past near side of Patel. Quick passing here by the Vikings, and a travel here by Patel will be the third Vikings turnover here in the early going. Holton, again, coming out in a zone defensive set. Really giving problems to the Lady Vikes, who like to score the ball quite a bit, over 50 points a game for this Parsons team. Etzel between the rings, swings at the right wing to Brooke Wilcott. Now back to Etzel. Baseline it goes. Tiara Dodd. Jumper up and through for Tiara. She's got her first bucket of the game, and 4-0 Holton. 5:56 to go in this opening quarter. Quickly up the floor come the Vikings. They skip it into the far right corner. This is a three on the way by Ray. Sydney Ray's shot is missed. Rebound by Dodd, and Ray will pick up a personal foul, the second on the team, and Sydney Ray's first. 4-0, 5:46 to go here in quarter number one. Dick Spaulding hanging out courtside here in Parsons, a great facility here down in southeast Kansas as Etzel picks up her triple and takes one extra step. Turnover number three here on Holton. Great shout-out to Wayne Gilmore, broadcasting friend down here in Parsons, helping set us up down here. In the front court, it's the Vikings with the basketball. Tiara Dodd picks it away, though. The fourth turnover on the Vikings. Holton looking to push. Across the timeline, Dodd on the right wing. Picks up her dribble, finds Schuster at the right high post position. Floats up a shot up and through. It's 6-0, Holton. Elizabeth Schuster has came on as of late, filling a void when Lindsey Wisdom went out with a torn ACL and Brooke Flewelling out with illness. On the right wing, a three on the way. That one's missed, short by Sheeby. And rebound backside for Todd and Holton. The Cats finding ways to be very patient offensively, getting the open look and really shutting down on the defensive side. Here's Brooke Wilcott at the free throw line. Her shot partially blocked and picked away by Patel. Here come the Vikings now across the timeline. They have numbers. GB on the right wing, top of the key now. Head faking on a three is Patterson. She'll drive, get to the baseline, needs some help. Skip past near side right in front of us to Ray. She'll drive left to baseline. She's cut off there by Wilcott. That's Natalie. Now in the lane, an extra step maybe, no call. And now a quick shot up and through by the Vikings. Ania Hinman gets the Vikings on the board first, and Coach Heisberg tells Grace Epple to slow down as he also talks to the official and say, hey, a little extra step there at the high post. Here's an entry pass to Natalie Wilcott, picked away. Turnover on the Cats. Layup missed by the Vikings. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Parsons. First substitute of the game is Kaya Taylor, will come in for Grace Epple for the Lady Cats. 6-2 Holton, 4:08 to go here in quarter number one. Triggering it in are the Vikings at the free throw line. Kick into the corner that goes to Patterson. Her shot missed, but she's fouled. And Brianna Patterson will go to the line to shoot two as Kaya Taylor picks up the personal. Taylor's first, team's first, 4:03 to go. Patterson to the line to shoot a pair. First one is good. One more upcoming here for Patterson. Vikings have yet to go to their bench. Second free throw is good as well. 6-4, Holton with the advantage. 4 minutes gone by, 4 minutes remain here in quarter number one. Taylor, quickly up the court to Brooke Wilcott. Now to Schuster, extended here by this Parsons zone. It's 1-3-1 now for the Vikings. Here's Natalie Wilcott, free throw line, jumper, miss. Schuster fights the rebound, but Brooke Wilcott comes away with it for Holton. Knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. It'll stay with Holton. 3:42 remaining here, quarter number one. Taylor holds up three fingers as she'll trigger for the Cats. Gets it into Schuster now. It's Dodge. Straight away, three from Tiara. Too strong. Great backside rebound, though, by Natalie Wilcott. Count it and one. Jibe has just picked up her second personal foul as well. But Natalie Wilcott with two. It's 8-4 and a free throw pending here. Off the back iron, no. Rebound to Schuster, though, for the Cats. Top of the key, Dodd. Left wing. Here's Taylor. Kaya, a three. It's good. Timeout, Parsons. 11-4. Cats leading the Vikings. 3:29 to go. Quarter number one. It's a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break with them. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Jake Spalding back with you here. Parsons High School, the side of this class 4A semifinal girls. Semifinal round here in basketball. It's a March Madness, ladies and gentlemen. March 1st. Happy March to you. Tatum Duran on the camera for the Holton Channel. Seth Tollison back at studios. Jake Spalding here courtside. 11-4, Holton with the lead. 3:24 clock moving here in quarter number one. After a Kaya Taylor three and a timeout by Parsons, here's a turnover by the Vikings picked up by Brooke Wilcott. Turnover number four, check that, five now on the Vikings here in this first quarter. Taylor to set up offense. Extended 1-3-1 pressure here by the Vikings. Schuster goes right lane line and she travels. Turnover number five on Holton. 3 minutes to go here, quarter number one, 11-4. Holton with the advantage has not trailed in this game. Another steal by Brooke Wilcott. Turnover number six. Saw that Brooke Wilcott and Matt Leertz on the guys for Holton were having a steal competition this year, and Brooke's trying to win it here tonight. Taylor with the dribble for the Cats in the front court, needs some help, finds Schuster. Left-handed dribble on the left wing. Double team comes, though. She finds Taylor between the circles. Cats swing it right wing now to Tiara Dodd. Now Schuster, right lane line, nice attack there by Schuster, but they're going to say a moving screen by Natalie Wilcott as she was trying to steal off the block and give Schuster a lane to the basket. So Natalie Wilcott will pick up her first, just a second team foul as Wilcott goes out. That's Natalie out and into the game, Grace Ethel for the Cats. Checking in for the first time for Parsons is Riley Dunley to play the post position of 5'8 junior. The Vikings in the front court facing a 1-3-1 against the Cats. Swinging it to the right wing, it's Patel. Drives baseline, cut off there nicely by Dodd. Now the Vikings swing it back between the rings, and Patterson will reset the offense. Patel, backside, wide open underneath the basket, but misses the bunny is Dunley, and Schuster with the rebound, and Dunley's going to pick up a personal. Man, Dunley was wide open the entire Wildcat bench. You probably saw it if you were watching on the Holton channel, jumping up and down, trying to call out, but the girls couldn't hear him. Allow Jim here, turnover, or check that a foul on Riley Dunley, her first, team fourth, 11-4. Your score, Cats with the lead and the basketball. Ethel, left wing. Taylor, head fakes on a three, now back to Ethel between the circles. So drive to the right elbow. Nice, fine. Brooke Wilcott shot, no, but she's fouled. A great cut there by Brooke Wilcott. The assist there from Ethel. Wilcott goes to the stripe to shoot two. Second personal here on Dunley's. Wilcott's first free throw rattles in and out. Dunley with two, Sheeby with two for Parsons. The Cats now 0-for-2 from the line. Second toss from Wilcott. It's good. Able to quiet a pretty big student section here for Parsons as they're making their presence felt. 12-4, Holton. 1:40 to go, quarter number one. Patel out of Patterson. She'll drive left lane line, skip it across to Sheeby, who just checked back in with those two personal fouls. Now left corner it comes, Patel, top of the key, Patterson, skip past Dodd, tips it away, keeps it alive. Another steal for the Cats, turnover number seven. Nice give and go, Ethel, layup is good. Dodd to Ethel and Grace in the scorebook, her first basket, it's 14-4, Holton. Right corner, Sheeby, she'll fire a three, that's short. Rebound tapped out of bounds, it'll go to the Cats with 107 to go here in quarter number one. Patterson will go out for Parsons back in Pinman. Here's a cat to the high post and a travel here by Elizabeth Schuster. Set herself up just a little bit. That's a sixth Lady Cat turnover here in quarter number one. Up the court quickly come the Vikings. Patel, now CB on the left wing, guarded by Wilcott. Brooke in the shorts right now of Sheeby. She backs off now. Sheeby head fakes on a three. Finds Patel on the right wing. This Wildcat zone pressure as Taylor just picked up her second. Taylor reaches in trying to tap that ball free. And Kaya picked up her second. Team foul number three on Holton. So Natalie Wilcott checks back in for the Cats. 35 seconds to go, quarter one. 14-4, Holton. Entry pass down low. Ripped away, stolen by Natalie Wilcott. Turnover number eight here on the Vikings. Up the floor, Tiara Dodd. 24 seconds as Holton holds for one final shot. A reaching foul here on Parsons as Ania Himmen picked up her first. That's a sixth team foul, though, on the Lady Vikes. The next foul. Now in halftime, we'll put the Wildcats to the stripe. 15 seconds to go. Left wing it goes to Natalie Wilcott. Now back to Grace Ethel. Now to Brooke Wilcott. Schuster right wing to Dodd. 8 seconds left. Now seven. Dodd needs some help and a 3-second violation on Natalie Wilcott. Second time the Cats have been called for that. It's a seventh turnover as well. So 6 seconds to go. Here come the Vikings. No sense of urgency whatsoever. 2 seconds left. Sheeby takes a dribble, throws it up at the buzzer. No, we've reached the end of quarter number one. Holton coming out with a dominant first quarter. It's 14-4 Cats. We return in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas. Specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton. Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Do it now. That's what the Cats are saying. After quarter number one, they lead 14-4 over Parsons here in Parsons. Dick Spalding alongside you here courtside at Parsons High School. Seth Tollefson back at the studios taking care of us. Tatum Duran helping us out on the Holton channel running the camera here tonight. Out of the quarter timeout, Brooke Wilcott from 15 pulls up two fingers in the air and says, yeah, I'll drop that deuce. 16-4, 15 seconds in. Second quarter action, and then another steal. Brooke Wilcott, easy left hand layup is good. The Cats turning it up, and a quick timeout by Coach Stevie. 7:35 to go in the opening half. 18-4. Holton with the lead. It's a 30-second break. We'll keep this one here, Seth, as we just had an opportunity to catch our breath. Let's give you a quick recap of what's transpired here thus far as Parsons now 9 first-half turnovers. Holton has 7, but the Cats have taken advantage of them here in the early going, getting runaway layup opportunities like you just saw with Brooke Wilcott a moment ago. The Cats scoring extremely balanced right now by Holton as they have 5 different Lady Cats have scored so far here in this contest. Whereas for Parsons, just 2 have scored. Brianna Patterson on a pair of free throws and Ania Hinman, the only field goal made by Parsons. Out of the Shebe timeout, Parsons, they turn it over again. Turnover number 10 for the Lady Vikes in their home whites. 7:29 to go in this opening half. 18-4, Holton with the lead, and Coach Shebe just trying to find something. He'll go to freshman Braylon Mitchell to come off the bench for Parsons. Cats with the basketball in the front court. Schuster drives left lane line, shot at the window, no. Fight for the rebound, tapped around, coming away with it is Hinman for the Vikings. In the lane, blocking foul will be called, and Hinman will go to the stripe to shoot 2. Foul will be on Brooke Wilcott, who tried to get back in transition and draw the charge. That'll be her first, team's 4th for the Cats. The only foul trouble by Holton, Tyatt Taylor with 2. She sits on the bench with the lone 3-point basket made in the game from Taylor. Hinman hits the first. One more upcoming here for the Lady Vikes. That one is good as well. She's got 4. And the first point for Parsons in over 5 minutes of game time. Full court pressure by the Lady Vikes. Beaten here by the Cats. They're in the front court. Brooke Wilcott on the right wing. Finds it down low. Natalie Wilcott off the window. Yes! Natalie Wilcott now with 4 points in the game. Cats lead is by 14. And now a ball on the deck. Picked up by Schuster. Another turnover. Number 11 for Parsons. Etzel to the front court now, Dodd on the right wing. Back to Grace. To Brooke Wilcott, head fake. Drives to the free throw line. Extra pass here to Dodd. She'll drive into the lane. Kick it out to Grace Etzel. She'll drive baseline. Todd up, needs some help. Fires it to Brooke Wilcott. And a foul will be called here, I believe, on Parsons. And it will be on Parsons. Sadie Ray, and she hit the deck hard. Slow to get up. Coaches quickly come to her, help her off the floor as the crowd appropriately applauses her for walking off that one. That's the second foul on her, and that's the 17th foul with 6:33 to go here in this opening half. So now Brooke Wilcott going to the free throw line Brooke is 1-for-2 from the line here tonight. First toss off the back heel, no. Rebound ripped down by the Lady Vikings, Braylon Mitchell. Down by 14 are the Vikings. Driving baseline here is Patel. Her layup, yes. 20-8. Got by 12 in the backcourt. Here's a deflection. They got to get it across in the next 3 seconds, and they do with Etzel. Now Schuster. Right wing it goes. Dot into the corner to Brooke Wilcott. Brooke finds Schuster. Left lane line. Shot off the window. No. Rebound. Brooke Wilcott. Whip back. Yes. Offensive rebounding opportunities for the Cavs, and they're taking advantage of them. 22-8. 5:55 to go in the first half. Here's a long three by Sheeby. Miss. Rebound fought for. Brooke Wilcott comes away with it for the Cats. Right hand layup. Yes, and one. Foul called on Brianna Patterson of Parsons, and Wilcott. Turnovers into points here for the Cats. Dirty toss is good. 10 points here for Brooke Wilcott in the first half for the Cats. Etzel out. Kaya Taylor back in. Kaya has those two personal fouls. We'll have to play smart to not pick up that third. Offensive foul here on Sheeby. A moving screen as Parsons trying to come across the timeline. And Sydney Sheeby just picked up her third. Cats across the timeline, and Schuster walks with it. 8 turnover here on the Cats as Coach Heisler parks out and says, let's slow things down. Up 25-8 are the road Holton Lady Cats, the 12th seed here on the 4A East. 5:27 to go. Entry pass. Patterson off the window is good. She's got 5. It's 25-10 now. Cats lead is 15. Sierra Dodd, down low to Schuster. She's tied up. A jump ball possession will go back to Parsons. We're entering a very pivotal time frame here in this juncture as Holton, a turnover resulted in 2 points for Parsons. Yes, they're up by 15. But 5:12 to go in this opening half. Cannot give Parsons any kind of momentum here. Defensive stops needed here as a premium. Here's a blocked shot, but a foul by Schuster. And the baseline drive there by Sydney Sheeby. The block was clean, but is with the body. Schuster picks up her first, so two free throws coming here. Sydney Sheeby. First one is good. So down at 1 point by 17. We try to make this a 13-point game, and she does. Little 4-0 run here by the Lady Vikes. Three-quarter court pressure picked up here by the Cats. Dodd in the front court, needs some help. Deflection out of bounds is a turnover again on Holton. That's two straight offensive possessions with turnovers. Vikings currently on a 4-0 run. 4:50 to go in the opening half, 25-12. In between the rings is Hinman. Her pass deflected by Kaya Taylor and taken away. Turnover number 12, and then Taylor might have stepped on the end line. No, a carry will be called on Kaya Taylor. Turnover number 10 on Holton. 10 turnovers on Holton, 10 on Parsons. But Holton taking advantage of the turnovers. Here's Sheeby driving in the lane. Off the window, it's good. And a timeout by Coach Kurt Heisler. It's a 6-0 run here by the Parsons Lady Vikes. 4:29 to go in the first half. 25-14 Holton. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here at Parsons High School, Jake Spaulding courtside. Seth Paul's in back of the studios, and Tatum helping us out here on the camera for the Holton Channel. 6-0 run by the Lady Vikings. Parsons trailing Holton 25-14, 4:23 to go in the opening half. Cats break pressure in the front court now as Tierra Dodd. It's Ethel Taylor, Schuster, Dodd, and Brooke Wilcott for Holton. Free throw line extended, and Schuster left wing, three by Taylor, air ball. Rebound on the backside, though, by Brooke Wilcott, kept alive momentarily, tipped out of bounds, it'll go to Holton. Great effort there by Schuster, and Kaya Taylor looked at her coach and says, hey, here's a hand clap, keep shooting. 25-14, 4:04 to go here in the opening half. Cats retain possession near the timeline. It's 4:04 to go here in the opening half. 25-14, Holton has not trailed in this game, have led by as many as 17. Dodd in the lane, into the corner, Taylor, she'll fire another three. That one, short, rebound, ripped down though by Brooke Wilcott, putback is good! Brooke Wilcott with 12 here in the first half. 27-14, now Shebe has stepped into a three, and she hits it. Shebe is catching fire here for the Lady Vikings. She's got all of their last 7 points. It's a 10-point game. Schuster in the lane. In the corner to Taylor. Back to Dodd. Now Etzel. The 9-2 Parsons run right now. Etzel to Wilcott. Back to Grace between the ring. Now Taylor. Back to Grace between the circles. Skips it in the corner. Tiara Dodd. So drive baseline. Try to find Schuster. A foul or jump ball. Jump ball possession will go to Holton. So the Cats will keep it here as Natalie Wilcott checks in for Elizabeth Schuster, who comes out for Holton. Cats going a little bit smaller lineup here with Schuster out. It's her first break of the game. Big 6-foot sophomore for the Cats. Holton to trigger. They find Brooke Wilcott. Now Tierra Dodd on the right wing. Holton moving left to right across your radio dial. Into the corner goes Taylor. Nice entry down low. Natalie Wilcott throws it off the window. No. Fight for the rebound. Brooke Wilcott has it. Tierra Dodd, a right wing three. Off the back iron, no. Rebound ripped down by Patel for the Vikings. Patel across the timeline. Parsons trying to get this to a single point deficit. Down by 10 right now. Patel drives left baseline. Off her foot, it'll be a turnover. 13 turnovers now on Parsons. 2:47 to go here in the first half. 27-17. Holton again. Led by as many as 17. Here's a deflection and a turnover on Holton, number 11. Hinman. Transition layup is good. Timeout, Holton. Not too long ago, it was 25-8 and 11-2 Parsons run. Full timeout, we'll take it with them. Back in 60 seconds with 2:28 to go in the opening half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire. Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
Six falling back with you in Parsons. That's a extended 11-2 run here by the Lady Vikings. They trail Holton 27-19, 2:20 to go in the opening half. Cats with the basketball. Out of the timeout, Sierra Dodd up and under, shot missed, but they call it on the floor. Foul here on Parsons. They'll put Tiara Dodd to the free throw line for a 1-1. Check that, a double bonus now for Parsons. So it'll be a two-shot foul here for Tiara Dodd. That's the second personal on Ania Hinman. Cats desperately need these free throws. First one by Dodd is good. Tiara now with 3 points in the game. Second toss is true. Dodd goes 2-for-2 from the stripe. Cats lead is back up to 10. Into the front court quickly are the Vikings. Down low, layup, miss, rebound backside, fight for it, and the Vikings come away with it as Hinman rips it down and gets the bunny. 29-21, full court pressure here by the Vikings. Ball deflected, turnover on hold to number 12 now. Under 2 minutes to go in this first half. Vikings trailed by as many as 17, now down just 8. On the right wing, dribble handoff, Patel. Now between the circles, guarded by Brooke Wilcott. An extension of the arm, but a 3-second violation will be called. Turnover number 14 now on the Parson Lady Vikings. Taylor will go out as Schuster comes in. The Cats have Etzel, Natalie Wilcott, Brooke Wilcott, Schuster, and Tiara Dodd. Schuster across the timeline. Now over to Dodd on the left wing. Holton breaks pressure. Now they'll reset offense. 90 seconds to go here in the opening half. 29-21 Holton. Never trailed in this game. Has led by as many as 17. Natalie Wilcott. Her turnaround, Jay. No. Too strong. Rebound backside by Patel. Caught in the backcourt. Needs some help. Maybe a double dribble. No whistle. Here's a trap in the backcourt. Timeout Parsons as Holton quickly jumps into a trapping defense. And Parsons has now used 3 timeouts here in the first half. Full timeout, 1:12 to go, opening half, 29-21, Holton. We're back in 60 seconds. Here to Parsons on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Oh, back here at Parsons, as it's 29-21, Holton leading the Lady Vikings, the host here, as it's a 12-5 matchup. And I was reminded of that, you look at the NCAA tournament, it is March. The 12-5 seeding lines, you see a lot of 12-5 upsets. That's what the Holton Lady Cats are trying to do tonight. Have led by as many as 17, currently lead by 8. 1:12 to go in the opening half. Holton on defense as the Vikings will trigger it in underneath their, on the far baseline, have to go 94 feet here with the final 70 seconds. Moving right to left are the Vikings across your radio dial. Cats pick up pressure here at half court. Trap comes. Able to break the pressure. Wide open backside. Patel lays it up and through. It's a 6-point game. Cats trying to break pressure, and they do. Tiara Dodd on the left wing. They'll dribble in from 10. Tiara hits it. Big bucket there for the Cats. They're sending the lead back up to 8, under a minute to go. Patel in the right corner. Needs help. Finds down low, layup missed, but fouled is Ania Hinman. Fouled by Natalie Wilcott for the Cats. Wilcott's second personal. 38 seconds remaining here in this first half, 31-23. Holton with the advantage. Hinman to the line. She is 2-for-2, make it 3 out of 3, a perfect night at the line so far for Ania Hinman. And the next one is missed. Rebound by Schusterman. Tapped away by Mitchell. Kept alive. Free ball on the deck. Still a fight for it. Schuster rips it down for the Cat. Turnover there by Parsons, number 15, and a travel. Cat turn it right back over. 15 turnovers on Parsons. 13 on Holton. Under 25 seconds to go in the opening half. The 7-point Wildcat lead. Down low it goes. Hinman absorbs contact, lays it off the window and through. It's a 5-point game with 10 seconds to go in the half. Across the timeline, Schuster needs help, finds Dodd. 6 seconds. Tiara, now 5 seconds, needs help. Over to Etzel. 2 seconds. Etzel's got to get a shot up. Wilcott will shoot it. Too strong, and we've reached halftime. 31-26. Holton clinging to a 5-point lead, but in that second quarter, Parsons, an astounding 22 points. And at one point in that second quarter, down by 17. Trims that lead down to 5. We've got halftime coming up here in just a few moments. 31-26, Holton leading Parsons back after this 2-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Rainbow Fiber Internet Construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica fiber hoods. These three fiber hoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
And we're back here at Parsons High School, the site for this Class 4A girls semifinal basketball round. As it's March, welcome to March Madness. As really a tale of the final 5 minutes. I actually made a comment about it. It was a 17-point lead for the Lady Cats about 5 minutes ago in that first half, and Parsons started to go on a 4-0 run. Holton started to turn the basketball over, and Parsons at that point just continue that momentum, trimming that lead all the way down to 5 as we sit 31-26. Holton leading Parsons here at the halftime break. Let's get to your first half statistics here from this first half for Holton. 13 first half turnovers for the Lady Wildcats. Leading scorer for the Cats, Brooke Wilcott with 12. And then up next, Tiara Dodd with 6, 4 for Natalie Wilcott, and then 2 each for Grace Etzel and Elizabeth Schuster. And the lone 3 in the game for the Lady Wildcats was Kaya Taylor earlier on in that first quarter. Holton led 14-4 at the end of one, but a 24-17 second frame allowed the Lady Vikings here from Parsons to get back into this contest. Turnovers a big part of that. Leading the way for Parsons, 11 points, Ania Hinman, 9 of her 11 points came in that second quarter, and a majority of those 9 in the final 2.5 minutes of the first half. 9 points for Sydney Scheibe for the Lady Vikes, 4 points for Brianna Patterson, and 2 for Ashika Patel. 15 first-half turnovers for Parsons, 13 turnovers on the Cats. And I'm joined now by a couple of Holton Lady Cat basketball players who are unfortunately unable to go here in this sub-state. Brooke Fluelling and also Lindsay Wisdom. Girls, I'll start with you, Lindsay. What was your assessment as far as Lady Cats, the way they started this game here tonight?
I think that we started a lot stronger than we have been. Like, in previous games, we're kind of known to, like, be scared in the first quarter and not start off as strong. And then, like, after halftime, that's when we really break out and go at it. But I think we definitely started out really strong tonight.
So, Brooke, what about you? Now, we talked about the beginning of that first half. Now, how about the close of the first half? We talked a little bit about the big run there by Parsons. What changed for the Lady Cats down the stretch of that first half?
I think we got comfortable with our lead. How we ended the quarter is kind of how we start our game. I hope that's...
What are adjustments, Lindsay, here as we head into the second half? We're just about 4 minutes away from starting the second half. What adjustments do we need to see for this Lady Cat team to try and pull off this 12-5 upset here in sub-state?
I think a big thing would be defense, because it looks like we've gotten a little lazy on our help defense, and they've taken advantage of that. So if we get that back, then I think that'll help us a lot.
And then, Brooke, what do you think offensively for the Lady Cats? Again, a lot of our points right now, for if you're a Holton fan, is the fact that we've got second chance opportunity and rebounds on the offensive side. Are Holton going to have to continue to do that in order to get this win here today, or are some shots going to have to fall from the outside?
We're definitely going to have to keep rebounding. Rebounding is our strong suit, so I think add it. Getting some more shots from 3-point. I've had only 3.
And unfortunately for you, Brooke, not able to finish out this season. Definitely something that is difficult, I'm sure, for you to sit on the bench as you cheer on your girls. But how important is it for you as a senior to see your girls out there and try and help them in any way you can to win this game?
I think it's really there to support them through any, help them when I give them that support that they need whenever they're feeling down, when their shots aren't falling, whatever they need.
And Lindsay, I'll ask you the same thing. You tore your ACL earlier this season, but you know, how important is it for you to be engaged and active on that bench helping these girls out?
I would agree with Brooke. I think it's really important, especially with like some of our younger and inexperienced players. They're having to step up. So I think hearing some words of encouragement and stuff like that from older, experienced players, I think that helps them a lot.
Those are two seniors for Holton that are unable to play. Lindsay Wisdom, Brooke Fluelling, thank you, girls, for joining us here at halftime. And good luck, and cheer on those girls. Get this victory, huh? All right, girls, thanks so much. 26 for Parsons, 31 for Holton. Second half action coming up here in 2 minutes on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kellerman Insurance, where our business is built on a foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I'm Rob Wilson. I've been with Kellerman's for 16 years. I take care of the claims and work with customers to discuss options for their autos, motorcycles, boats, side-by-sides, along with classic cars and trucks. I want to be your local contact person when you have questions about your policy or claims, not the person that places you on hold till you get frustrated and hang up.
We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
Kansaland Radio.
Sub-state semifinal action about to resume here in the second half. Holton at Parsons. The Lady Cats have led the entirety of this game. It's 31-26. Takes ball in courtside here in Parsons. Tatum Doran on my camera for Holton Channel. Seth Tollison back in the studios producing this thing. We appreciate you, Seth, stepping up here tonight. Underway here in the second half. Moving left to right now, Parsons with the basketball in their home white uniforms. Holton, 2-3 zone defense. Three on the way by Seavey is no good. Rebound backside by Natalie Wilcott. Quick scoring update that I mistakenly said that Brooke Wilcott had 12 in the first half. She actually has 14 for the Lady Cats to pace away in all scores here today. Baseline here, Tierra Dodd underneath the basket. Backside to Natalie Wilcott. Now outside to Brooke Wilcott. Her shot missed. Rebound by Patel. And a foul here on Tiara Dodd. Trying to get out in transition quickly are the Vikings, a team that likes to run. And Tiara just picked up her first. Fouling situation for the Cats. Taylor and Natalie Wilcott each with two. The only foul trouble for the Cats. Beebe to the right wing to Patel. In the corner it goes now to Patterson. Back to Patel. Into the corner again to Patterson. She'll drive baseline. Cut off by Schuster. Wild shot, no. Rebound tipped around from Hinman into the hands of Schuster. Here come the Cats now. Tierra Dodd. Brooke Wilcott. She'll fire a left wing three. Too strong. Backside rebound by Patel. Cats 0 for 2 here from the field to start the second half. Patel's running. Layup is good. Patel now with 4, and this game is down to one possession. 31-28, a minute and a half gone by quarter three. Brooke Wilcott travels with it. Turnover number 14 on Holton, and Cats just looking out of sorts here. The final 3 minutes of the opening half and the first minute and a half here of the third quarter. Holton in a 1-3-1 zone. Into the lane it goes. Patterson tips it out now to Patel, and a foul will be called here on Grace Etzel. Etzel will pick up her first. So two quick fouls here by Holton. 6:19 to go in the third. 31-28. Holton in a 3-2 zone now. Sending it out around the perimeter. Patel in the left far corner. Dribbles it back out near the half moon in the middle between the rings. Dribble handoff of Patterson. She gets double teamed by Wilcott and Etzel. Now Patel, she'll fire a right wing three. That's off the mark. Long rebound though back to Patel, and then she double dribbles with it. No whistle, and it ripped away by Brooke Wilcott. Brooke looking to push and transition. Dishes it off for Natalie, but it's taken away by Hinman. Turnover number 15 for the Cats. Now Hinman looking to push. Right lane line, layup miss, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two. And Coach Sheeby's got to be a little bit more aware of where he's at on the court that time. Actually made contact with the official. Official smiled, turned around, and told him all's good. Second foul on Tiara Dodd. Hinman to the line where she's 3 out of 4 on the night. 3 out of 5 as she misses the first. One more coming, 5:46 to go here in the opening half. Put that in the third quarter. Hinman's second shot is good. Hinman now with 12 in the game, 31-29. 2-point lead here for the Cats in the backcourt. Fighting pressure. Natalie Wilcott needs help. Finds Ethel, who crosses the timeline, and a reach and foul here on Braylon Mitchell. Mitchell will pick up the personal, her first. 5:35 to go in the third frame. 31-29, Holton. Again, at one point, 25-8. But the 21-6 run extended here by Parsons. Extended zone here by Parsons again. Brooke Wilcott in the lane. Schuster, her shot, no. But she's fouled and will go to the line for two. And that's going to be number four. Massive foul there on Sydney Deeby. Free throw by Schuster, no good. Cats have struggled from the free throw line tonight. 50% clip so far. Deeby will stay in the game with four fouls. Second toss is good by Elizabeth Schuster. She's got three. The lead is three. 5:23 to go here in this third quarter. Wild running shot missed by the Vikings, but picked up by Patel on the rebound. Deeby on the left wing. Into the corner to Patel on the left side. Now Hinman swings it to Deeby. Thought about a long green special drive. Kick it out to Patterson on the right wing. Back to Deeby. Right corner three on the way is short. Rebound ripped down by Elizabeth Schuster for the Cats. Tom Holt, and I'm looking for number 13 for the Vikings, and going right at her as Sheeby's got 9 points as Ethel travels with it. Turnover now number 16 on Holton. What I was getting to was Sheeby was still in the game with four fouls. She now comes out of the game. She's replaced by Riley Dunley for the Vikings. Parsons trailing Holton by three. 4:50 to go in the third frame. Here's a deflection by Dodd. Tipped around, and Brooke Wilcott trying to get with it, but it's a backcourt violation as Hinman had possession in the backcourt, and that's a warning here on Coach Sheeby. Bench warning by Coach Sheeby because he's been on the court multiple times tonight, and the official goes over there that made the backcourt violation call, tells him that why he called it what he did, and gave him his bench warning as Kaya Taylor will check in here for the Cats. Substate action, especially Class 4A. Gotta love the environments that you get to be a part of. Grace Ethel gets it for the Cats, cross of the timeline. 4:40 to go, Brooke Wilcott. Back to Ethel on the left wing. Grace needing some help, but her gets a pocket pick by Patel. It's in the backcourt. Ethel fighting for it. Jump ball coming. Possession, Holton. .432 to go in the third quarter, 32-29, as the official comes over to Coach Heisler and says, hey, did you mean to call timeout? Coach said, no, I did not. 4:32 to go as the score table. I think they're trying to tell the officials something. There's perspiration on the floor. So the officials go over and clean it up with their shoes, and Brooke Wilcott the trigger here for the Cats in backcourt. Into the front court to Grace Ethel. Nearly got away with a travel there. Sierra Dodd, nice find. Schuster under the basket is fouled. And Elizabeth will go to the line to shoot a pair. Foul on Brianna Patterson. That's her second. Student section for Parsons. Her administration getting this under wraps now because there was some profanity being chanted. Official looked at the administration and pointed over to the student section. Schuster misses the first. Second one, still no good. And a foul on Brooke Wilcott, pushing in the back. Second personal on Wilcott. So Brooke's got two. Kaya has two. Ciara has two. And Natalie Wilcott has two. 32-29 your score. 4:20 to go here in this third frame. Right corner it goes. Patel knocked out of bounds by Ciara Dodd. Holton staying zone here in the defensive side of the court. Patterson to trigger it in here. Collection, but kept alive here by the Vikings. Layup bunny missed, but the putback is up and through by Riley Dunley. 32-31, Holton under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Taylor on the left wing, skips it over to Brooke Wilcott on the right side. Outside, Ethel, right wing three, too strong. Taylor tries to save it in, but with 3:48 to go in the third quarter, the Vikings have an opportunity to take their first lead of the ball game on this possession. Between the rings, Patterson in the corner to Patel in the front court. Again, moving left to right. Now entry down low. Hinman layup is good, and she's fouled. Brooke Wilcott got there just a hair too late, and a 17-point lead has been dissipated as the Parson Lady Vikings have their first lead of the game. Timeout Holton at 33-32. Hinman with the free throw when we come back here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the Holton timeout. Hinman from Parsons will be shooting an and one opportunity as Parsons now leads by two as Hinman hits the free throw. Holton at 1 point led by 17. Now find themselves down for the first time, trailing by two. Deflection out of bounds. Stepping on the line, Kaya Taylor. And the catch, turnover, flows continue. That's now number 18 for Holton. 3:20 to go in this third quarter. 34-32, Parsons. And a deflection out of bounds. Turnover here on Parsons. We'll give it right back as they've got 17 turnovers. 3:11 to go. 34-32 Holton. Trailing now by two for the first time in this game. Yara Dada back. Corbett Grace. Ethel also on the floor for the captain. Schuster, Brooke Wilcott, Kaya Taylor. Here's Schuster down in the front court. Needs some help. Finds Tiara Dodd. Now to the corner, Kaya Taylor. She'll fire a corner three. The cap. See that they get it. Three fingers in the air by KT. Two spots. Under three to go in this third frame. Now Parsons quickly down the lane. Mitchell, her three-pointer, no. Rebound saved in, though, by Patel. Vikings with the basketball. Mitchell now on the right wing. Dribbles into the front court. Nice back find there for Patel, whose layup is good. And she's fouled. She'll go to the line for an and one. Foul here on Elizabeth Schuster, her second. Grace Ethel out. Natalie Wilcott back in. 1 free throw coming here as it's 36-35. Parsons with 2:33 to go. Patel trying to extend that lead up to two. Free throw missed. Rebound ripped away by Brooke Wilcott. And Taylor throws it away. Easy layup, Hinman. Turnover now, number 19 on Holton, and they're down by three, and a foul will be called here on Parsons. Foul is on Patterson. That's her third. 2:16 to go in the third frame. 38-35. Parsons with their largest lead of the game. We still have 8 minutes of game time in the fourth quarter and 2:15 to go in the third. This thing's getting chippy. Foul here called on Parsons as Patterson just got hit with her fourth. So Patterson with four, Shebe with four. Coach Shebe's going to leave Patterson in the game. Taylor triggers it in. Brooke Wilcott, corner three. That's off the mark. Fight for the rebound and picked up by Parsons. Here's Patterson in the backcourt, crosses the timeline now, drives into the lane. Euro step, layup, no, but she's fouled. Two free throws coming here by Patterson, and I believe that's on Brooke Wilcott. That's going to be her fourth. And it is. So Etzel will come into the game to replace Wilcott as Patterson makes the first. One more coming, and the Vikings' lead grows to their largest of the game now of four. Patterson to try one more toss. That one rattles out, but there's a rebound and a putback by Dunley. Riley Dunley off the bench, and it's a six-point Parsons lead. 1:45 to go in this third frame. Etzel stuck in the backcourt. Needs some help. And a foul will be called here on Parsons. Reaching in was Ania Hinman. And that's her third. And I'm sorry to laugh, but man, this is a great environment for a sub-state game. I'll just tell you that. Etzel in the backcourt. Needs help. Gets it to Taylor. Now running to the basket. Nice dish to Tierra Dodge. She elevates from five. That one too strong. Rebound backside by Hinman. She's trying to beat all the Wildcats to the bucket. At the layup is good. Hinman now with 17 in the game. 8-point Parsons lead. We told you that they score more than 50 in a game. It's off of Parsons. It'll stay with Holton. And a timeout by Coach Kurt Heisler. 1:13 to go in the third. 43-35 Parsons. On a phenomenal run, if you're a Lady Vikes fan, right now of 35-10. 1:13 to go in the third. 43-35 Parsons. We're back after this 30-second timeout.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Back here in Parsons, Kansas, Jake Spaulding. Courtside here in Parsons High School. Tatum Doran helping me out on the Holton channel, running the camera. Big thanks to her. She's a manager for the Holton Wildcat basketball team. Stepped up because skeleton crew available here tonight. Seth Thompson back at the studios keeping us on the air. You're on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM KNZA. Out of Coach Kurt Heisler, timeout. Only one timeout remaining for each team. 1:13 to go in the third. Cats from Holton trail by eight. Holton with the basketball. Etzel in the backcourt. Etzel, Schuster, Taylor. We'll get the other two here in just a moment as the ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cats. So Etzel, Schuster, Taylor, Tiara Dodd, and Natalie Wilcott for the Cats. Brooke Wilcott likely to be sitting on the bench for a little while as she has picked up her fourth personal foul. Natalie Wilcott on the right wing. Holton moving right to left. Wilcott will elevate off the window. No. Rebound ripped down by Patel. Taylor on her. Patel into the front court. Entry pass down low, deflected out of bounds off Natalie Wilcott. It'll stay Parsons Lady Vikings basketball. But again, this game was 25-8 at one point in time. Holton with the lead by 17. Now they trail by 8. Here's an entry pass to Hinman. Ball loose on the deck, picked up though by Ania. And the Lady Vikes will pull things out. 45 seconds to go on the third. Skipped it to the right wing. Patella long three. It's good. Ashka Patel puts the Lady Vikes up by 11 here with 30 seconds to go in the third. Now Tiara Dodd into the right corner. Now finds Schuster in the lane. Skips it over Taylor. Left wing three. Cats need this one. Off the mark. Rebound. Fought for Tiara Dodd will be fouled by Hinman. And Hinman just picked up her fourth. I mean, we're not even in the fourth quarter yet, and three Lady Viking starters each have four fouls. For the first time, Cadence Ball will check in, a freshman. Dodd goes to the line to shoot two. First one is good. One more upcoming for Tiara. 7 points on the night for the senior. Dodd. Isaac tries it. Cannot buy it. Rebound. Ripped down by Schuster. Put back. No, but she's fouled. And Elizabeth will go to the line to shoot a pair. Schuster on the night, just one out of four from the free throw line. That foul on Parsons Cadence Manners, her first. Free throw is good by Schuster. Elizabeth now with 4 points on the night. Holton trying to make this an 8-point game with one more upcoming here for the sophomore. She does. Big free throws there for Elizabeth Schuster. 15 seconds to go. Cats trail by 8. Here come the Vikings. Patel in the front court has the ball tipped away. Still loose on the deck. Picked up though and sent over to Cadence Manners. Now on the right wing, a travel here by the Lady Vikings as the Lady Cat pressure sped them up just enough. 18 turnovers now with 7 seconds to go. Coach Heiser makes sure the girls know they've got 7 seconds. Here's Etzel. Now with 5. Schuster needs some help. Gets it off to Dodd. 1 second. Taylor at the buzzer for 3. No. And we've reached the end of 3 quarters. 46-38. Parsons outscoring the Lady Cats 20-7 in the third quarter. We head to the fourth. We're back in 1 minute. 46-38 Parsons here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. So if you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Start the fourth quarter here. Parsons leading 46-38. Jake Spaulding back with you here in Parsons. And nobody wants to talk about it, but the big elephant in the room right now is a 17-point lead that has dissipated for the Holton Lady Cats as Parsons' lead is now 8. Parsons with the basketball. Holton running a man-to-man defensive set here to come out here in this fourth quarter. Check that. It's still that 2-3 zone. Fresh off the bench. Sheeby with 4 fouls to start the fourth frame hits a deep three as Sydney Sheeby, her second triple of the game and the largest lead now again at 11 here for the Lady Vikings. Natalie Wilcott tries to answer. Her shot missed. Rebound here by Sheeby for the Lady Vikes. Into the front court are the Lady Vikings. Into the corner it goes to Patterson. Patterson, Hinman, and Sheeby all with 4 fouls. For Parsons. Now a deep three by Patel. That's too strong. Rebound by Etzel. For the captains, Etzel, Natalie, and Brooke Wilcott, Kiara Dodd, and Elizabeth Schuster. Holton trailing by 11, under 7 minutes to go in this game. Nice back cut there. Brooke Wilcott counted and one. And I believe Patterson has just fouled out. And she has. Brianna Patterson with her fifth. Brooke Wilcott trying to complete a three-point play to really elevate this Wildcat offense and get it back into a rhythm. Taylor comes in. Etzel goes out for the Cats. Wilcott's free throws. Too strong. Rebound ripped down by Parsons' Riley Dunley. 9-point game. 6:45 to go on this one. Chibi in the lane. Tied up momentarily, and then a foul will be called. Wow, looked like a tie-up. But a foul will be called on Elizabeth Schuster for the Cats. That's her third. And one thing that Lady Vikings have been doing a great job of tonight, and that's making free throws. They've been first one, it's a 1-1, is made by Phoebe. It's almost like when you're cooking with some oil or something like that, like you're cooking some shrimp fried rice. You want that oil hot, and that's what this team has been from the free throw line. Second one is good as well. 51-40, 6:40 to go in this one. 11-point deficit here for the Cats. Taylor, right wing, Brooke Wilcott drives baseline, contact, count the bucket! Back-to-back for Brooke Wilcott. Free throws. The other end, though, for the Cats, not very effective from the line, shooting south of 50%. Cats trying to make this an 8-point game with a free throw here by Wilcott. It's good. 6:30 to go in this one. 51-43. Lady Vikings with the lead. Hinman with the dribble across the timeline up to Patel on the right wing. Cats extending that zone pressure. Now Shebe caught in a double team. Needs some help. Finds Hinman on the baseline. Foul though by Schuster. Hinman makes the bucket and one. Schuster's picked up her fourth. And Amaya Hinman now over 20 points in the game. Free throw is good. 6:15 to go. Clock moving. 54-43. Parsons with the advantage. Brooke Wilcott on the right wing. To the corner it goes. Kaya Taylor, a corner three. No. Rebound, though. Natalie Wilcott out to Tiara Dodd. Now a left wing three. Cats need it. They can't get it. Rebound fought for. Taylor comes away with it for the Cats. Second chance opportunity here for the Cats. Down by 11 with 6 minutes to go in this one. Dodd with the dribble. Right wing. It goes to Taylor. Fight for it on the deck. Tapped around and Patel comes away with it and she's fouled. Turnover now number 21 on Holton. Foul is on Tiara Dodd, her third. 5:43 to go in this one. Free throw is good by Patel. One more upcoming for the junior. A 4-point first quarter, then a 24-point and a 20-point quarters consecutively by Parsons. We knew this offense could score in a mere carry by Brooke Wilcott. They've really shown it in quarters 2, 3, and now heading in here into the fourth. Brooke Wilcott, top of the key, and she travels with it. Turnover number 22. Nearly a backcourt violation by the Vikings as we resume play into the front court. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds by the Lady Cats. It'll stay Parsons basketball, 5:25 to go in this contest, 55-43 Parsons. with the basketball. Holton extending pressure now. Stevie's got it between the rings. Entry pass, deflected, taken by Tiara Dodd for the cap. Turnover now number 19 on the Vikings. Here's Dodd. Elevates from 12 and gets it to drop. Holton just one timeout remaining. That's all they've got. Tiara Dodd now in double figures. She's a steal. Brooke Wilcott trying to get it up ahead to Taylor. She does. Over to Ethel. Layup is no good. Missed opportunity there for the Cats to get it down to 8. The Vikings now with it in the front court. Skip it to the left wing to Braley Mitchell, and it's taken away. Turnover now number 20 on Parsons. 4.5 to go. On the right wing it goes, Brooke Wilcott. Guarded it tightly. Now in the corner to Ethel. Head fakes on a 3, entry pass to Dodd. Back out to Ethel, swinging it around the horn. Here's an elbow jumper by Brooke Wilcott. No. Rebound by Dunyan, but then taken away by Taylor. Step through layup. No. Rebound Dodd. Her putback. Yes. It's a mental philosophy. You got to be a philosopher if you're the Cats right now and be smart with how you're going to be predicting what defense you need to be in as the Cats try to mount this comeback, trailing by as many as 12. Now down 8. And a double bonus coming up here for the Lady Vikings. As the foul, it was called on Brooke Wilcott. That's Brooke's fifth. I thought it was on Grace Etzel. Coach Heister thought it was on Grace Etzel. That's the fifth personal foul, though, on Brooke Wilcott. And so Brooke's night will come to an end with 4:05 to go. And to the line will be Sydney Shebe. First free throw is missed. So end of the game for the Lady Cats. Natalie Wilcott, Grace Etzel, Kaya Taylor, Tiara Dodd, Elizabeth Schuster. Shebe's second toss. No. Rebound ripped out by Natalie Wilcott. 8-point Holton deficit. Cast into the front court with Tiara Dodd. Needs some help, finds Etzel. Into the corner, Kaya Taylor. A left corner three, too strong. Backside rebound, Fogg four. And Patel comes away with it. Quickly into a traffic situation. The Cats in backcourt pressure. Taylor, phenomenal defense here by the Cats. And then a timeout called here by Parsons with 3:41 to go in the game. It's 55-47. The full timeout, we'll take it with them. We're back in 1 minute. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Parsons 55, Holton 47, 3:41 to go.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3/4 tons. That's bail beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
3:41 to go here in this contest, 55-47. Parsons leading Holton. Holton's led by as many as 17. Parsons is led by as many as 12. It's an 8-point game right now with 3:41 to go here in this one. Parsons with the basketball in the backcourt. Plucked it out of bounds off Etzel. It'll stay with Parsons. And earlier I said each team with only one timeout. Parsons actually had two. So there's one timeout each team remaining down the stretch. Patel with the dribble in the backcourt. Gets across the timeline. Deflected out of bounds. It looked like it was off of Patel. But it'll stay with the Lady Vikings as Taylor tries to pick her pocket. 3:30 to go. the captains Taylor, Tiara Dodd, Grace Bethel, Elizabeth Schuster, and Natalie Wilcott. Brooke Wilcott fouled out with 4:05 to go in the game with 19 points. Here's a steal. Tiara Dodd, right lane line, travels with it. Dodd got sped up. Thought that there was going to be help side. The pass for a layup, but she took an extra step. 55-47. And there, now it could have been a traveling violation there by Parsons. But they let them play out. Patel, pressure by Dodd and Etzel. Trap coming, gets the dribbles around it. Now into the lane. Patel into the corner it goes. Right wing by Mitchell. Now back to Patel. To Sheeby between the rings. 55-47. Now 3 minutes to go. Mitchell drives baseline, gets around Taylor, but steps on the boundary. Great defense by Kaya Taylor. Turnover now number 21 on Parsons. Cats with 23 turnovers in the game. Under three to go. 55-47. Into the corner to Taylor. Top of the key to Dodd. Now high post action. Natalie Wilcott tries to bank it in, and she does. Natalie Wilcott, her sixth point of the night. Cats trying to stay in this one. 2.5 to go, down by six. Patel, trap coming, close to the back court. Needs help, finds it. Hinman, now to Sheeby. She'll drive in the lane. Floater is good. First field goal in over 2 minutes by Parsons. Extend their lead back up to 8. 2:05 to go in this one. Now a three by Etzel. That one's short. Rebound ripped down by CB. Trap comes. Taylor and Natalie Wilcott. Help coming. Oh, and a foul will be called as Tiara Dodd steps in. Rips it away, but she'll be called with the personal. And that's her fourth. So Schuster 4, Dodd 4. Wilcott already out with 5. Double bonus for Hinman, who's absolutely made hay in the second half from the field. Makes the first. Now she has 12 points in the second half alone, 23 in the game for Anaya Hinman. One more free throw coming here. Hinman is good. 24 points in the game for Anaya Hinman. 13 of those in the second half. The lead is 10 for Parsons. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. Get pass. Taylor to the right wing. It goes. Tiara Dodd. Now top of the key. Etzel straightaway three. No. Rebound Dodd in the middle of the lane. Her putback. Yes. Timeout Holt in their last of the game. And I think it's a 30-second timeout. We'll take this one with them. 30-second timeout. 1:35 to go. 59-51 Parsons. Back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
Back here in Parsons, Jake Spaulding, courtside, 59-51. Holton trailing Parsons, 1:35 to go, and this one down by 8. Parsons to trigger it in the backcourt. DB has it, gets across the timeline, kicks it in the corner. Dunley will fire a three, in and out. Rebound ripped down by Kaya Taylor. 8-point Lady Cat deficit, 1:20 to go. Kaya pushing, transition in the lane, throws up a shot. A lot of contact, no whistle. And here come the Lady Vikings now. Hinman, Eurostep, shot, no. Rebound Schuster for the Cat. Both these teams acting like this is the first quarter, not the fourth. 58-51, 1:05 to go, and the Cats turn it over. Etzel trying to get to Natalie Wilcott and fires it too strong. Turnover number 25 for Holton in this game. into the front court. Under a minute to go now, 59-51. Patel with the right-handed dribble. Weave action, hands it off to Candace Manners. Now back to Patel on the right wing. Holton's got to think about if they don't get a steal here soon, that only way to extend this game is fouling. Sheeby on the right wing. She's content with holding the basketball. We'll dribble it back out. Needs some help, and a foul will be called here on Tiara Dodd, and Tiara has picked up her fifth and final foul. Dodd will end her night with 11 points. And that'll bring in the Lady Cats, Erilyn Allen, for the first time. 36 seconds to go. Second half was a lot of this run really dates back to the second half of the second quarter as Stevie hits the first. One more upcoming. And it's kind of like there's just a bunch of dunk in the Lady Cats' way because the shots were falling. Parsons was everywhere. Their defense was phenomenal, getting steals left and right as Sheeby makes both. And it's almost like you needed like a snowblower, something to get things out of the way. The Cats could have an open lane for a bucket, and that just didn't happen. That allowed for Parsons to make the big comeback, overcome a 17-point deficit. Then they grabbed a lead as big as 12. And they just have not relinquished that momentum. Uncle Mo, as they say, something that once it gets on your side, it's hard for the other team to get it back. And we've seen that ever since the lead flipped to 33-32 in favor of Parsons, Holton has not been able to get back within anywhere closer other than six. Timeout on the floor, not missing any action as Parsons takes their final timeout. 36 seconds to go. It's a 10-point Lady Vikings lead. Winner again of this contest will move on to the sub-state championship game on Friday. Check it on Saturday. The winner of Lewisburg and Chanute. Parsons with a 10-point lead. Wildcats will have the basketball. Down by 10. Out in the trigger and in, gets it into Etzel. Into the backcourt right now. It's Etzel. Now crossing the front court, trying to drive baseline. Needs some help by Taylor. A left wing three by Kaya. It's good. Clock will continue to run. It's a 7-point deficit. Cats need a foul quickly. They're trying to extend this game. 20 seconds left. Up across the timeline to Hinman. Back court, or back cut, excuse me, by Patel. Layup is good. And with under 10 seconds to go, it's 63-54. Parsons, ball will go out of bounds with 6.4 to go. The Lady Cats will see their season come to a close on a monstrous comeback from the Lady Vikings from Parsons as they clear the bench. And know that they move on to Friday night against either Chanute or Lewisburg with a chance to go to the state tournament on the line. 6 seconds remaining. Holton will trigger it in. Erilyn Allen will trigger for the Cats in the far corner. Erilyn gets it into Kaya Taylor. Head fakes on a three. Dribbles to her right from the right wing. That three, no. Out of bounds. 1.6 to go, and Coach Eisner tells the girls in blue to back up. Your final score will be 63-54. Parsons moves on to the sub-state finals, overcoming a 17-point deficit. This game, we'll break it down for you here in the post game. Your final score, Parsons 63, Holton 54. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Wow.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square. Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA. This has been high school basketball.
And back here in Parsons, Kansas, the final time here tonight as the Parsons Lady Vikings move on as the 5 seed, face off either against Lewisburg or Chanute on Friday night as they defeat Holton. Final score 63-54. Dick Spalding courtside one final time as tonight's game was definitely a game of runs, a game of basketball, which team finds their momentum, and Holton had it early as Holton came out on fire here in this game. They led at the end of the first quarter 14-4. They ballooned that lead all the way up to 25-8. Then Parsons kicked it into gear with about 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Again, this is a team, you heard the top of the broadcast where we discussed with Coach Kurt Heisler that this team likes to get out and run, make it score in a hurry. That's when we saw it from the Lady Vikings. They trimmed that at 17-point deficit down to just 5 at halftime. 31-26 was your halftime score. And then a third quarter that saw the Vikings really take off as they outscored the Cats 20-7 in the third frame. And then once again, your final score 63-54. Holton just could not overcome that deficit here today. Parsons was led on the night. Anaya Hinman had 11 points at the break, but finished the game off with a game-high 25. That's 14 in the second half for the junior guard. Again, she was riddled with foul trouble in the first half, had two personals in the first quarter for the Lady Vikings. And again, saw quickly how big of an impact she makes on this game. She had just 2 points and had 9 in the final 2.5 minutes of the first half, helping the Vikings get back in this game. Other leading scorers for the Lady Vikings, another one that was in foul trouble majority of the game, is Sydney Shebe, as Shebe ended the night with 17 points, 8 of those coming in the second half. She also finished the night with 4 fouls. Parsons also had plenty of turnovers in that first half. That's what allowed for Holton to get to that big lead early. They finished the night with 21 turnovers on the night, shooting 73% from the free throw line for the Lady Vikings. They made hay at the line here tonight. Holton, 25 turnovers on the night, and it was a clean game early for the Lady Cats. Again, helped aid them to a 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter, but turnovers kicked up quickly, and you saw run-out opportunities for Parsons. Leading scorer for the Cats on the night, Brooke Wilcott with 19 points. She fouled out of the game with 4:05 left in the game. So no Brooke Wilcott the final 4 minutes. Definitely kind of the energizer bunny for the Lady Cats. And could not be out there on the floor for her team the final 4:05. Kiara Dodd finished with 11 points for the Lady Cats. She also fouled out of this game with just about 35 seconds to go for Holton. Elizabeth Schuster on the night as well. She had 6. Natalie Wilcott with six. Taya Taylor had the lone 2 3-pointers for the Cats. She had six. And Grace Etzel just two for Holton. Again, 25 turnovers. Holton on the night from the free throw line. Definitely a struggle here tonight as Holton shot less than 45% from the free throw line for Holton here tonight. Holton will graduate Grace Etzel and Tiara Dodd from this sub-state roster here for this team. But when you look at the team that's coming back next year for Holton and Brooke Wilcott, also Kaya Taylor, you'll also see Natalie Wilcott back for Holton, Erilyn Allen, and Elizabeth Schuster, some of those key players that played here tonight. Also Lily Tanking will face Jenner, Madeline Bontrager. There's a lot more youth coming up as well for this Holton Lady Cat team. Laura Larison, Emberly Allen, and as well for Holton. But they fall tonight. Final score once again, 63-54. One more bit of business to do. The Citizens Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Player to bank on tonight will be Brooke Wilcott in the losing effort for the Lady Cats. 19 points, 7 steals for Brooke Wilcott as she fouled out with 4:05 to go in the game. But 19 points for the sophomore for Holton. He is the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Player to bank on tonight. Want to thank our camera person tonight as Tatum Doran stepped up, a part of the Holton team, to allow us to broadcast on the Holton channel tonight. Seth Tollison, my buddy back at the studios. Much appreciate you, sir. I'm Jake Spaulding, signing off from Parsons. Again, your final score, Parsons 63, Holton 54. More sub-state action coming across our MSC Sports Network tomorrow, as it's Thursday night. Some semifinal action continues tomorrow. Check out MSCSports.net to figure out where your local school is playing and where you can hear all the action here on our family of radio stations. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great night, everybody.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.